I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, the leaders at the Yard on Martha's Vineyard hope to turn up the heat with dance with a four-program Winter Yard series starting this weekend. Tell us about this.
Well, first up in that dance series is Amira Sackett, who's going to perform at 2 and 7 p.m. Saturday at the Martha's Vineyard Performing Arts Center in Oak Bluffs. She is an internationally recognized hip-hop dancer, choreographer, and teacher who formerly directed the all-female breaking ensemble called We're Muslim, Don't Panic. Sackett's going to perform two works on Saturday. The first one's called Love Embraces All, and it's inspired by the 13th century poem The Alchemy of Love, which is an appeal to always choose love despite barriers. The second piece is called Qadar, and it's based on the concept of divine destiny in Islam, and it's using both a cover of a Bob Marley song and more 13th century poetry.
Cape Conservatory dancers will present a dramatic ballet on Saturday that has a message beyond the legend it tells.
The ballet is Legend of the Witch, Molly Dyer, and that's going to be presented at 3 o'clock Saturday in the Knight Auditorium at Barnstable High School in Hyannis. Jane E. Caputo wrote and choreographed the dance based on a legendary East Coast witch who became an outcast for being different and, according to legend, still haunts the village where she lived. Besides a ghost story, the ballet has an anti-bullying message for viewers. And this production is going to feature two professional performers along with dancers from the Cape Conservatory repertoire class.
The latest musician in the Woods Hole Folk Music Society series is a folk blues artist who forged his own path in a family of performers.
His name is Guy Davis, and he is a singer and guitarist who's going to be performing at 7:30 Sunday night at Woods Hole Community Hall. Guy Davis was raised in a theater environment because his parents were renowned actors Ossie Davis and Ruby Dee. But he was exposed to the American folk music tradition when he was just a boy and thought being able to play guitar was magical. So he leaned more toward telling stories with music than words like his parents did. He plays and has recorded blues and folk music in the non-amplified style of pre-World War II songs, and that's what he's going to be performing Sunday.
And for people looking for more types of live music to listen to, Cape Week has some ideas.
Well, our cover story this week is about where to listen and dance to music during these off-season months, and our writer has 14 suggestions. Those options range from O'Shea's Old Inn in West Dennis, which offers music every single night of the year. A lot of it is Irish. And then there's the British Beer Company restaurants, which feature local musicians and bands on Friday and Saturday in Falmouth and on Saturday night in Hyannis. For non-weekend nights, Liam McGuire's in Falmouth also has music on Thursdays. The Harvest Gallery Wine Bar in Dennis adds Wednesdays and Thursdays to the weekends. And the Coffee House at the Muse again is offering featured performers and open mic opportunities on Monday nights through the winter down in Provincetown.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.